Beyond the Horizon presents the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard. In every episode, two Guards members sit down for a straightforward conversation, breaking down one fundamental, how it applies, and why it matters. These are the principles that drive our culture, sharpen our readiness, and keep us mission-focused. Let's get into it.
I'm Staff Sergeant Simpson with 178th PA.
I'm Chief Andrews, and I'm the Senior Enlisted Leader in the Operations Group.
I'm Tech Sergeant Elijah Cochran, and I am a Mission Intel Coordinator in the Ops Group.
So let's start off with, what is being curious?
So today we're going to be talking about the warfighter fundamental of be curious and really looking into, drilling into questions or just any situation where you need to get more information and just, you know, how that applies to what we do to make the job and the mission better.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does your job fit into this fundamental?
All right. So being a 1-0, we're supposed to be a jack of all trades. So big picture, AFSC-wise, curiosity is pretty important to try to gather the most relevant information and provide it to your customer. And then specifically being a mission intel coordinator, essentially doing the same thing, asking a lot of questions to get the most situational awareness for yourself and the air crew that you're working with. It goes a long way.
For me, my background is SIGINT, and I've been intel for 20 years, active duty, reserve, and now guard and government civilian, all intel. And I think the be curious fundamental for intel closely relates to critical thinking. And at all levels of training and for an intel analyst, we're really constantly asking questions, right? And you're looking for unbiased answers to any type of a situation to really drill down and find out like the root cause of something. Because as intel analysts, we're either looking to pass on information or find out why something is happening to ultimately, you know, reach some sort of effect, right? So I think this one really applies to us. We'll probably have some really good examples, but just delivered in a very vague response for the, you know, the medium we're on here today.
And why is curiosity so important to the Guard's mission, but also to the 178th Wing?
You know, for me personally, the one thing that has always impressed me that I've noticed about the Air Force since I've been in since 2005, one thing that has always stood out to me is that it doesn't matter like how low and rank someone is, if you see that something is wrong and you're asking questions, that's never discouraged in the Air Force, right? So you've got an airman basic, he sees something and he's asking, well, why do we do this, right? And I've seen that time and time again where that has forced other people to look into it and be like, well, I don't really know why we do that. And then, you know, you just kind of enter into this situation where people are figuring something out and, you know, a policy is updated, like something is revised and something is made better, all simply because someone started asking why. So to me, that's always stood out to me. And I've always really appreciated about that aspect of Air Force culture.
Now, have you experienced that as an NCO?
Absolutely. I would say that leadership's always open to curiosity at all levels. Curiosity really drives innovation, and I think that's something that's really important for the Guard, especially.
And have you experienced that?
Absolutely. I think it applies to the job specifically and also to the role of an NCO, mm-hmm. Knowing your people, knowing the more you know your people, the better relationships you're going to be able to build with them, the better you're going to be able to use them in a team setting, knowing how to use them. And I think curiosity drives that.
Do you utilize the five whys?
I know for a fact that it's used on the aircrew side. Specifically, if there's an aircraft issue, we'll be drawing up the five Ws, mm-hmm. to send to the supported unit or to our MQ-9 LNO to like inform them on the issue for one, and then to also come down to the root cause of the aircraft issue. Mm.
I think it's also even used like subconsciously, right? So just being trained as an intel analyst, we're doing this without even thinking about it, right? So there's something that doesn't fit the typical mold, right? Okay, so why is this happening? Or there's a recurring issue, right? We're looking into this. Why is this happening? You know, even without thinking, we're asking those questions over and over to figure out, like, okay, why is it happening? What's really the extent of the impact? Who can help us with this, right? And then what's it going to take to fix that? So even like the example he has where, you know, you've got this set routine of like how to respond to a situation, we use it even when we're not even thinking about it.
And when has using the five whys analysis helped you dig deeper to solve a problem?
Okay, so I do have a good example here, and I'll be vague intentionally because, you know, it just involves like the sensitivity of our work, but I think it still is a very good example of this process. So I was doing this mission, and part of this mission required us to submit a request to an intelligence agency. We needed them to make a decision in order for us to continue the mission, right? So it took a long time to package the information in a very specific manner. And in the beginning, we used to not understand, like, well, why are we having to package it this way? Mm-hmm. Didn't make sense to us, but we did it because that's how we were told to do it. We would submit it up, and the process of staffing this took, you know, about 6 months for us to get an answer. And then when we would get the answer, it was always very disappointing because from our opinion, this should have been such an easy thing. Why is it taking so long? And then why are we getting such disappointing results? So we had to keep asking questions, starting with, you know, why does it have to be packaged in this certain information? From our point of view, we knew the answer that we wanted. We knew the end, but why did they want it in this manner when it could be so much better if it was different, right? So, and then who all was involved? Why is it taking this long? Why does it have to be staffed in this certain manner? So essentially, to sum it all up, we had to get multiple agencies involved, you know, strategic people in the Air Force coordinating with this intel agency. We met, we discussed the process, we found out all of the people who are actually making decisions, and we discussed, like, from our point of view, how we thought it needed to look. We discussed from the intel agency, like, what they needed to make their decisions. Ultimately, it ended up in us repackaging the request and submitting it to them, and then something that was taking 6 months ended up taking, you know, 2 weeks, and then we got better results. It was a lot quicker. Everyone was happy, right? And I said that in a few minutes, but the process of fixing that took like 18 months, right?
Yeah.
So being curious, it's a great thing. You can solve problems, but I think part of being curious, if my advice to other people is be stubborn and be curious, right? Yeah. I think part of being curious is being stubborn and keep asking questions, right? Yeah. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like, if you truly want someone to be curious, then you have to also like convince them to be stubborn, because, you know, sometimes things aren't getting fixed because someone isn't being stubborn or persistent to see it through to get it changed. But if you see a problem and you know it needs to be fixed, then just stay on it. You know, I had a great boss a few years ago, and he really taught that to me and instilled it in me. And it's just be stubborn. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give up. If something needs change, you know it's wrong. Figure out why and just stick to it until it changes. So I keep that with me, and it's served me well these past several years.
How can leaders encourage their team to ask more questions?
Well, part of it, just, you know, sharing examples, and just when they do come to you with questions, right, like ask questions alongside them, right? So you're kind of teaching them how to ask more questions, right? Mm-hmm. So I've had a lot of good supervisors in the past, and I remember there was this one I had, and they didn't explain what they were doing at first, and it used to frustrate me, but every time I would ask them a question, they would answer my question with a question. It used to drive me nuts. And then eventually, like, one day they explained to me what they were doing, and it was just, they were teaching me like how to really like dig down and like mm-hmm. find out, you know, questions and I guess be more of a leader and just try and figure things out on my own. Right. So I was kind of at that point where I was a new NCO, and I had questions, and I was hoping for someone to guide me from what I thought I was asking for, but what they were actually doing was teaching me to be more curious and find things out on my own.
And how do you encourage your airmen to be curious?
I think it's important to lead by example. I think that's, at least for myself, that's the fastest way I learn. So by seeing a leader being curious, asking questions, I think that translates and will help airmen emulate that. Mm-hmm. And then just being open to questions as well, which Chief touched on. When they ask a question, receive it well, answer it to the best of your ability, and try to ask questions to pile on.
How do you encourage your airmen to be more curious?
Something when I'm training new intel folks, I tell them to ask as many questions as possible, and I tell them there's no stupid questions. I find that when you've been in a job so long, some things you know that are second nature, you don't realize the amount of information that trainee needs. So you don't give them those details. Mm-hmm. So I tell them, like, if you don't understand something or if something doesn't make sense, speak up immediately. It's better to, in quotation marks, ask a stupid question now than to actually, down the road, be ignorant on the information or the job.
Yeah, and I don't have a specific example that's just coming to my mind right now to answer your question, but when I'm training people, something that I always tell them, it's like, okay, I've given you a lot of information. I've showed you how to do the process. And I always tell them, ask me questions. And then I tell them, it's like, if you're not asking me questions, I know that you're just sitting here stalling because there is so much to learn here and there's so much to do. And there's so many different responses that you can come across, right? There's no way that I can just show you, tell you to sit here and just push this button every time it lights up. Like that's not what we do. Mm-hmm. If you want to be a good analyst, you have to ask questions, right? Yeah. So you're not just going to sit here and mash this button every time the light changes colors. So if you're not asking me questions, then I know that you're stalling. So, I think we definitely drill it into people that you got to be curious.
What about being curious in your civilian life?
I built a garden this summer, and that's been a learning curve. So I've done a lot of research trying to figure out, the best ways to keep those plants healthy. And I've had some hiccups, and I've had to do more research on, like, why those things are happening to try to prevent it further. Mm-hmm.
For me, like, lifelong martial artist, I love martial arts. The system that I've currently been learning the past few years is Wing Chun. And I absolutely love it. And you definitely have to be curious, right? I think it's an amazing art, an amazing system. Mm-hmm. And if you're not asking questions, then you're not really understanding what you're doing. So anybody that's seen martial arts, right, you picture guys who are just doing, like, weird things with their hands, right? Doesn't really make any sense, but from doing this for a long time, I can assure you that every single movement, like, has a specific purpose. And to me, that's really exciting. And I love, like, learning the science behind it, like why you're putting your hand in a certain position at a certain angle and all of these things. And there's a science and an art behind it. And to me, I love figuring that out, right? Like the history behind it, like, you know, why you're doing this and how it applies. And to me, it's definitely like a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. So
do you think that your hobbies translate back to your career?
Oh yeah. For me, definitely. Like if you want to be, like, serious in martial arts, the teamwork aspect of that is huge, which totally applies to the military. Right. Part of, like, being like a good martial artist and training with other people is you're building each other up, right? The best way to get better as a martial artist is to build up those around you, right? When those around you are better, then you're better. Teaches you more about, like, perseverance and working hard and all of those things, like, completely, you know, relate to the military. So
Does being curious feed back into the whole airman concept?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're truly curious, then part of being curious is you're figuring out, like, why something is the way it is, right? And most of the time, what's the end result of that? The end result of that is you're approaching leadership with like, hey, I've found an issue here. Here's what I think is going on. And if you want it to be fixed, you know, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to bring a solution, right? Yeah. Most of the time, the people above you are even busier than you are. So just because you bring them a problem doesn't mean it's going to be fixed. If you bring them a problem, like, hopefully you've already done enough homework to where you have figured out a possible solution to that issue, right? So I just say be prepared to, when you're bringing an issue up to leadership, already have like maybe a possible solution, and then also be prepared to kind of help assist and maybe lead in resolving that.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Beyond the Horizon, the 19 Fundamentals of the Ohio National Guard, produced by the 178th Wing Air National Guard Base in Springfield, Ohio.